The first moons ever discovered around Jupiter were found by the famous astronomer Galileo over 400 years ago, and scientists keep finding more. Researchers have just added a dozen additional moons to the count. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on why Jupiter has such an abundance of them.
Jupiter has so many moons, Scott Shepard struggles to keep track.
With this new haul, we're up to, I believe, 92. Actually, I have to check that.
He reaches over to his computer. We're in his office at the Carnegie Institution for Science, Earth and Planets Laboratory in Washington, D.C.
I have a webpage that shows all the ones. And so it's 92 is the number that we have right now.
He and his colleagues are tracking some more that should put the total over 100 once they're confirmed. Shepard has been discovering Jupiter moons for over two decades, using better technology and bigger telescopes to keep spying more Jupiter moons every few years. He says a moon is just an object that orbits a planet. Beyond that, it's not well defined.
Like the rings of Saturn, there's thousands if not millions of particles in the rings of Saturn. Are each one of those a moon? No.
But how big does something have to be to count? He says it hasn't really been discussed.
The one thing I would say is that the International Astronomical Union has decided that they're not going to name any moons smaller than about 1 kilometer in size.
Some of the moons he's found around Jupiter are about that size. That's like half a mile across. You could walk it in 12 minutes. Shepard says, from Earth, these little moons look like flecks of light.
And so you know these objects are kind of jaggedy, edged, elongated type objects with probably many craters on their surface.
They're fragments or shards. He says the way they move around Jupiter in clusters suggests that each cluster is the remains of what was once a larger moon.
So we think originally there were only a handful of parent moons that have been bombarded by either other moons or comets over the age of solar system and have broken apart. And that's why you get all these very small fragments.
So it seems those original larger moons met a violent end, but where they came from is mysterious.
These outer moons, we believe, were not formed with the planet, but we think the planet captured them.
He'd love to know what they're made of. If he could locate one that was in a convenient spot, maybe a spacecraft could take a peek at it on its way to do another mission.
There's several new spacecraft that are going to Jupiter in the next several years.
Like the European Space Agency's JUICE mission that's scheduled to launch in April. And next year, NASA is sending a probe to one of Jupiter's big moons, Icy Europa.
And so the more of these moons we find around Jupiter, the more likely one will be in the path or near where the spacecraft is going. So that's one of the hopes.
Another researcher who studies Jupiter outer moons is Marina Brozovic at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. To her, they're time capsules from the solar system's early days. She's particularly intrigued by one that's weird.
It's orbiting really far from the planet, and it's in the region where everybody else is going the opposite direction. So it's kind of driving against the traffic.
She points out that scientists keep discovering more moons around Saturn, too. Before this most recent crop of new Jupiter moons, Saturn held the record for the most known moons.
It's kind of this little kind of race between Jupiter and Saturn who has more moons.
She says Neptune and Uranus should also have lots, but they're so far away, it's hard to see them. Although Scott Shepard did tell me that his team had just made a bunch of observations of those two planets. So stay tuned for possibly more moons. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.